So, Dale, you had the pleasure of meeting Dolly Parton back in the early 80s. What was she like, and what was it, I mean, was she warm, was she welcoming?
Well, let's see. This was a music business reception at the house of a record promoter named Jerry Myers out in Amherst. Oh, yeah. And so there were a lot of people there. And, you know, we all had a chance to come up and say hi to Dolly. And she was very welcoming and sweet and warm and, you know, looked exactly like you've seen her all the time. And, you know, we posed for pictures and she smiled and that was it. I don't recall having much of an interaction with her, but she was wonderful and I've always been a fan. I'm really sorry to hear she's no longer with us.
As a longtime music reviewer, music industry insider, at least locally, what do you think Dolly Parton's place will be in music in general, but not just pigeonholing her into country, but music in general?
You know, at first you kind of thought of her as a country artist, but she went beyond that. I mean, she really reached out into other genres. I mean, I liked her music. You know, I mean, it was very pop and accessible, and so I always welcome the chance to hear her. I always look forward to seeing her on TV or wherever. You know, I think I want to go out now and watch 9 to 5 again.
Well, she really did transcend a lot of music genres. I mean, obviously she got her start with Porter Wagoner, if you go
right
in the Wayback Machine. But mm-hmm. She really crossed over. She did the album with Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt, or she did a couple, the trio albums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she really did, you know, she was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple years ago. She really did.
Right. She was just a very welcoming person. I mean, it's like she really wanted to give the whole world a big hug. She was larger than life, but she was yet so, you know, you felt like you could relate to her.
Do you think she understood the role that she played the way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, from the moment she was growing up and decided what she wanted to look like to, you know, everything that she did, including, you know, her amusement park, Dollywood. Yeah. So, I mean, she had a very good idea of what she wanted to do and how she wanted to present herself. And I'm amazed that she was able to keep it up into her 70s and beyond, you know. Mm-hmm. She's just remarkable. Again, it's a shame she won't be with us to keep doing it.
I mean, some of her songs like Jolene, you know, Here You Go Again.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, as timeless as, you know, Honky Tonk Woman or, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I hear Jolene in all kinds of places and all kinds of people doing it. And I'm going, well, gee, you know, this is pretty remarkable. Because, I mean, it was not only did she reach beyond genres, but other genres reached to her as well. So she was a touchstone for so many artists and so many fans.
I saw David Bromberg do a version of Jolene. You know, what is that? I mean, it says something right there.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a wonderful bluegrass song. You know, you just think about it. You just plug away behind it. It's got the cadence. It fits perfectly. And so many of her songs are adaptable in that way. They're poppy enough so that you recognize them, but you can move them around a little bit and have something that kind of suits your own way of playing.
Yeah, she's definitely, rightfully so, she's in a lot of Hall of Fames, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. She was a legend and an icon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she definitely earned the love that she has.
Right, and I don't think she ever forgot where she came from, you know, from Pigeon Hollow and all that stuff. She knew that she came up poor, and she never lost touch with the little people, which I think was part of her appeal and part of her success. that she didn't present herself as this huge kind of remote, unreachable star, but she wanted to be able to do that. I mean, I wish other stars should learn from her. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be hard to do that, because it certainly takes up, you know, you've got to open up your personal space to accept other people into it in that way. But she made it work, and it's truly remarkable.
Well, it's definitely a loss of a legend, you know.
Oh, I agree. I'm so sad to hear that she's not with us. I was really hoping and praying for her recovery here, but oh my gosh.
All right. Well, I do appreciate all that. So I follow.
Fair enough.
I follow your exploits on Facebook. I see you went to hear an opera singer the other night.
No. No, it wasn't an opera singer. Well, I've been going up to the Shaw Festival a lot because my other half is out of town.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all the shows that she wouldn't want to go see. But I saw a performer who goes by the name of Little Cake down at the Caz.
Yeah, that's
not an opera singer. She's an amazing performer. I mean, if you ever get a chance to see her, she will just knock your socks off. She's